Yes, we can see you loud and clear.
Yes. Thank you, dear President. First of all, I would like to thank the Committee on Article 5 Implementation in organizing this meeting, despite continuing difficulties and limitations caused by the global pandemic. In November 2019, Tajikistan was granted the extension of the deadline to fulfill its obligation under Article 5 up to December 2025. The extension set out of series of practical steps that Tajikistan needs to take, and we are inspired by the progress we made so far with the support of implementing partners and international donors. In 2020, Tajikistan efficiency has been improved by enhancement of the national humanitarian capacity by the establishment of new survey and demining teams, use of mechanical demining machine that resulted in increasing our annual operation result from 1.3 million square meters to 1.9 million square meters this year. This was achieved with the significant support of U.S. Department of State. Next slide, please. On this slide, could you please back to the previous slide? On this slide, you can see Tajikistan progress for 2019-2020. This map shows the districts with different colors, from which the green color belongs to the districts already free from mines. For 2019-2020, we had the target for clearing 2.7 million square meters, but in reality, by the end of October 2020, the result is more than 3 million square meters, which is 111% of the planned target. You can see more detail on this slide. During the survey operation, 684,000 square meters of areas with available minefields records were confirmed as a minefield. Moreover, nearby 1 million square meters were identified as a new mines areas for which no minefield records did not exist and which were not included into the action plan of extension document. Despite of next slide, please. Could you return back just to the previous slide? Despite the significant progress made by the country, there is still much to be done ahead. Based on the information in IMSMA, the remaining challenges as October 2020 is 176 hazard areas, SHA and CHA, measuring 8.7 million square meters to be addressed during the 2021-2025. To achieve this goal, it is highly required to increase the existing capacity. Next slide, please. This page demonstrates for existing and required capacity for conducting survey and demining operation to meet the obligation under Article 5 extension document. The existing four survey teams are to be increased up to six teams. The existing 12 clearance teams are to be increased up to 18 teams. Next slide, please. This table shows the annual milestones of land clearance to be achieved by the end of 2025, as well as current national and international resources and additional funds required for increasing the existing capacity. Next slide, please. Around 500,000 of local population were living in mine areas, affected areas. Zones of risk are usually in hills and mountains where most villages are located. Since 1992, the total number of casualties resulting from accident with mines and explosive remnants of war is 882 victims. Unfortunately, in 2020, two deminers and one shepherd were injured by landmines. Next, please. We are in full commitment to perform the planned activity with the purpose to meet the obligation and take and make the life of our people safe. And then on behalf of Republic of Tajikistan, I would like to thank our current donors, U.S. Department of State, OSCE, Norway, and our partners, GSHD, ISU, RCRC, for their great contribution to the Tajikistan National Mine Action Program. Also, we present our highest gratitude and appreciation to the international agencies, NPA and FSD, that have been involved in the implementation of Mine Action Program in Tajikistan. Thank you very much for your attention.